KJAN Sports.
It's time to check sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update is brought to you this morning by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. Well, checking high school basketball from last night, the AHSTW Lady Vikes couldn't get a look at the basket on their final possession of the game, and they came up short 36-35 to Logan Magnolia in a Class 2A Region 8 final Wednesday night in a game heard here that was up in Harlan. Offense was hard to come by for both teams, with each defense packing it in the lane and a zone look for much of the night. AHSTW led 7-5 at the end of the first, and they were up 6 at the half, 19-13. The Panthers rallied in the third and outscored the Lady Vikes 18-2 in that period to lead 31-21. Freshman Ava Goldsmith came in at the end of the quarter and hit a corner three to push that lead to 10, which felt like a big momentum moment. Now, the Lady Vikes answered back, though, with a 10-1 run to start the fourth to get within one, and they would get within one a couple of more times but could never get over the hump. The Panthers went into keep-away mode in the fourth quarter to try to preserve their lead, extending possessions as long as they could. The Lady Vikes were able to force a couple of turnovers and give themselves a chance to win at the end. AHSTW had possession down one with about 18 seconds left, and Kinsey Scheffler got a pass driving left after a scramble. Kylie Morrison was able to knock the ball away and out of bounds with just one-tenth of a second left. The Lady Vikes couldn't draw a foul on the final inbounds play, and the Panthers held on to win. After the game, AHSTW head coach Steve Savain talked about what they're going to miss from their lone senior starter in Scheffler.
Can't ask any more out of a kid than her, you know, career rebound leader and gutsy performer. She came out, she got kind of pummeled there late, and I wasn't sure how bad she hit her head or what had happened, but, you know, she's just been everything for us. She'll bring the ball up the floor if we need her to. She'll run a guard spot if we need her to. So she'll be a really, really tough one to lose.
Logan Magnolia was led by 14 points from Kylie Morrison and 13 from Emily Thompson. The Panthers and coach Derek Sonderland advanced to the state tournament for the second time. AHSTW was led by 13 points from Kaylee Jones and 11 from Julia Cook. Coach Savain said the future is bright for his squad.
I think we take away, just like we talked in the locker room, we've got a really, really solid eighth grade group coming in. We've got four starters back, and we've got two or three girls that, you know, are right at the cusp of getting some playing time this year. But I think after the summer, they'll be ready to roll. I think we'll have more depth, and, you know, future's bright.
The Lady Vikes finish a terrific season with a 20-4 record. Also in 2A regional final play last night, West Hancock defeated Panorama 67-28. In Class 1A play last night, the Exira EHK Spartans got down early and tried to play catch-up all night in a 65-54 loss to St. Albert in a Class 1A regional final that we also had for you here on the radio from Harlan. The Saints jumped on top 13-7 by the end of the first quarter and led by 7 at halftime at 26-19. The Saints pushed the lead out to as much as 13 in the second half and then held off a late rally. Exira EHK got as close as 5 in the fourth quarter, but the Saints seemed to always answer back. Quick dribbling and passing by the Saints was able to beat the Spartan press for most of the night, with McKenna Shepherd and Jordan Blaha doing a great job of slicing through defenders. St. Albert star Allie Petrie led the way with 24 points, including 8 in the fourth quarter. Jordan Blaha dropped in 17. Lauren Williams had a big night with a dozen. St. Albert advances to the state tournament for the first time since 2000 and the sixth time in school history as they improved to 13-11 on the season. Exira EHK was led by 16 points from Tatum Grubbs and 13 from Quinn Grubbs. The Saints were able to keep the ball away from the Spartans' leading scorer, Macy Emgarten, in the first half and held her scoreless until the break. She ended up finishing with 12 points after hitting some fourth quarter shots. The Spartans end another terrific season with a record of 21-2. In other 1A play last night, Martinsdale St. Mary's beat North Mahaska 41-39 and Newell Fonda over Woodbury Central 83-50. Now, the 1A and 2A girls state tournament brackets are set. The top seed in Class 2A is Cascade. Logan Magnolia gets the 7th seed. They'll face West Hancock in a first-round game coming up on March 4th at 10 a.m. Also in Class 1A, St. Albert is the 8th seed in the tournament. They'll face number 1 seed Newell Fonda in a 1:30 contest coming on Wednesday, March 4th. Well, boys postseason play continues tonight. Class 1A district finals include Nottoway Valley facing Central Decatur. That's at I-35 High School in Truro tonight. At Red Oak in District 13, Bedford plays Mount Air. Also at Stewart, West Central Valley High School tonight, District 14, the district final, has Cam facing off against Martinsdale St. Mary's. We'll have that game for you here on the radio tonight. That's a 7 o'clock tip time. Chris will be on the air about 6:45 to bring you that broadcast. Also tonight, Tri-Center will be the host school as St. Albert plays Woodbine in the District 15 final. In Class 3A, sub-state semifinals tonight, in sub-state number 1, Carroll is hosting Sergeant Bluff Luton. Lamar's goes to MOC Floyd Valley. In sub-state 8, Denison is at Winterset, while Harlan plays at Glenwood tonight. Northern Iowa clinched a share of the Missouri Valley Conference regular season crown as A.J. Green was one of 5 Panthers in double figures with 21 points in an 84-64 win over Evansville last night. Despite the victory, UNI coach Ben Jacobson told administrators earlier this week that they would not be cutting down the nets.
We talked about it on Monday morning, and I told them that we weren't going to, that we've still got work to do on Saturday. And that's the same thing I told the guys. Had this been to clinch an outright title, we would have cut them down tonight.
UNI can clinch sole possession of the title with a win at Drake on Saturday. The Panthers have also clinched the top seed in the Valley Tournament.
Just proud of these guys for showing up. You know, every time that ball's been tossed up, the guys have shown up. You know, and even you look at the games that we've been beat. And we got behind at Loyola. We got behind at Indiana State. We were behind at Southern. But by the time the 40 minutes is up, every time that we've played, the guys have shown up. And that's a tough thing to do over the course of 2 months in this league.
UNI's first regular season championship since 2010 this season. In top 25 men's college hoops last night, number 9 Maryland squeaks out a late win over Minnesota 74-73. 12th-ranked Villanova beats St. John's 71-60. And number 16 Penn State survives Rutgers 65-64. The Iowa State women cut a 16-point second-half deficit to 5, but they couldn't get any closer in a 60-51 loss at Kansas State. The Cyclones played much of the game without center Kristen Scott. She was injured in the second quarter and did not return.
You know, we had 3 possessions down 5 and got nothing out of them. We didn't execute the way we should have, took a bad shot. But, you know, I think we just, you know, we're struggling to find a secondary. You know, all year it's been who's the third scorer. And now with Kristen Hurd, who's the second scorer. And when you don't have a second scorer and you don't have great guard play to compensate for that in this league, it's going to be really, really tough.
That's ISU coach Bill Fennelly. He doubts Scott will play Saturday against West Virginia. ISU is 7-8 in the Big 12. Iowa women's basketball coach Lisa Bluter believes a strong finish would allow the Hawkeyes to host the first 2 rounds of the NCAA tournament. The 18th-ranked Hawkeyes are 13-3 and in third place in the Big 10, heading into tonight's home game against Minnesota.
When we do in the tournament, I don't think we have to win it, but I think having a good showing and at least advancing to the finals or the semifinals is really important for us.
The Hawkeyes are 22-5 overall in what was expected to be a rebuilding year. Iowa won the first 2 games of the NCAA tournament at home last year. Offensive tackle Tristan Wirfs could be one of 2 Iowa Hawkeyes selected in the first round of the NFL draft. Wirfs will be on the field Friday at the Scouting Combine in Indianapolis. He's the latest in a long line of Iowa offensive linemen to make it to the next level.
Well, you know, you got Coach Ferentz, who's been an O-line coach for I don't even know how long. You got Coach Brian there. You know, Coach Doyle was an offensive line coach. So we got Coach Polasek now, too. So it's, you know, there's a lot of people watching the O-line, and, you know, they just want the best for you. And I think the type of culture that we have there, you know, people come there and want to be great. And you know, Coach Doyle develops you more than you ever know, like in the weight room. So it's kind of just a factory almost.
He spent the last couple of days meeting with various NFL teams.
Some teams said they want to see me finish more, and some teams wanted to see me be meaner, which I've been hearing that for I don't know how long. I tend to open up in my past a little bit. Some of the teams told me that. I was like, yeah, I'm working on that. I'm trying to keep fixing that. But those are a couple things.
Wirf says his biggest improvement at Iowa was the use of his hands. The NFL Combine is this weekend. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.